WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville leaders and residents gathered for a panel discussion on race Wednesday evening, less than 7 weeks after August 12th. And Virginia Senator Mark Warner wonders how Russians favoring Trump during last year's presidential campaign knew who to target on Facebook. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 28th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Less than 7 weeks since white supremacists marched with torches on the University of Virginia campus, across the street, St. Paul's Memorial Church hosted a panel discussion on Wednesday evening aimed at addressing white supremacy and Christianity. WMRA's Jordy Yeager has more.
Speaking before a mostly white crowd of about 100, the evening's five speakers included two UVA professors of color, two pastors, one white, one black, from nearby churches, and Charlottesville Vice Mayor Wes Bellamy, the only African American on city council. Much of people's focus in the wake of the violence that erupted on August 11th and 12th has been on how the city will react the next time white supremacists march in the streets. But that's not the only front, Bellamy said.
Well, if you are not going to be in the street, which is okay, are you going to attend the city council meetings or the school board meetings? Are you going to apply pressure to the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, who have not had a person of color on their Board of Supervisors since Mr. Charles Martin in 2003? Are we making a fuss about that?
Reverend Brenda Brown Groom seconded Bellamy's call to action, especially by white congregations who may unknowingly be forcing African Americans out of the city.
Charlottesville is very far into yet another gentrification process. And now we're doing this. You see all the housing going up in Charlottesville? It's all for well-off, generally white people.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner says the million-dollar question about Facebook election ads sold to accounts linked to Russia is how the Russians knew who to target on Facebook. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Warner is vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which just began looking over some 3,000 Russian-linked ads that Facebook voluntarily agreed to turn over to the committee this week.
I'm glad that Facebook has finally stepped forward.
Warner told CNN he is concerned not only if the Russians paid for the ads, but also what they and Facebook know about the people they targeted.
The truth is Facebook and Google and some of these social media companies probably know more about you and me than the United States government knows about you and me.
The committee is looking into social media platforms that may have been used by a foreign power to impact the 2016 elections. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
The controversy over NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem is reaching into the realm of Virginia politics. Now, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, one candidate for the United States Senate hopes the issue might bring new attention to his campaign.
Prince William County Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart made a name for himself targeting undocumented immigrants long before Donald Trump started talking about it. He rode that brand of nativist populism almost all the way to the Republican nomination for governor. Now he's hoping the controversy surrounding the NFL might be his next big break. Standing in front of the NFL Players Association in Washington, Stewart called for an end to the antitrust exemption that allows NFL teams to negotiate television deals.
The NFL has been given preferential treatment for a long time because we thought it was the nation's best interest. Well, now the NFL has turned its back on the United States, and therefore I think it's time that we eliminate this preferential treatment.
Bob Denton at Virginia Tech says the special election in Alabama this week might have shifted the political debate on the right, moving the Republican Party toward a style more in line with Roy Moore and Corey Stewart.
Well, there's no question that what happened in Alabama may well provide additional legitimacy for a candidacy of a Corey Stewart.
Denton says Moore's performance in the Alabama election might end up serving as a bellwether for how Stewart might perform in a Republican primary for the U.S. Senate, and perhaps even what kind of challenge he could pose to incumbent Senator Tim Kaine in 2018. I'm Michael Pope.
This year, more than 50 people have been shot to death in Richmond. Wednesday, Virginia's Attorney General, along with Richmond's mayor and police chief, unveiled a new public awareness campaign aimed at reducing that violence. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Filmed in one of Virginia's public housing communities, this music video has more than 65,000 views on YouTube. It's about a teen shot and killed here. Now, when someone's watching this video or another like it, they'll get interrupted by an ad. Bad news, it will read, gang activity and shootings are on the rise. Good news, you can do something about it. The messages on YouTube, Facebook, and even video game networks will be targeted to certain neighborhoods and include info on tip lines to call. Mark Herring is Virginia's Attorney General.
This is something that can help and help right now. It's not going to be the only thing that we're going to do, but it's a way that we can begin to reach the people who need to hear this message to think twice and change the cycle of violence and retaliation that we've seen.
Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney says he's hopeful the campaign can make a difference. But what would really help is fewer guns on the streets.
They inundate and infiltrate our neighborhoods and are part of crimes that unfortunately mean the loss of life.
Virginia law allows for unlimited gun purchases. The mayor called on state lawmakers to change that. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Thursday.